We humans often talk about how animals feel. That dog sounds angry. And that is one happy cat. But do we really know? NPR's John Hamilton reports on what scientists are learning about animal emotions and our own.
Animals can't tell us how they feel. So David Anderson, a brain scientist at Caltech, says he doesn't try to guess.
We have to do more than just project our own emotions onto other animals, because animals are not little people in furry costumes.
Yet Anderson believes there is a connection between animal and human emotions.
Emotions are brain functions that evolved over time by natural selection. They didn't just appear on the planet with the advent of Homo sapiens.
That idea is central to Anderson's latest book, The Nature of the Beast, How Emotions Guide Us. He says to study emotions in animals, scientists need to set aside their own perceptions of states like anger, fear, sadness, or joy. In other words, they need to look beyond human feelings.
The feeling part's just the tip of the iceberg above the sea of our consciousness, and the part below is what we share in common with animals.
What lies beneath feelings, Anderson says, are brain states that produce certain behaviors, and that's the part of emotion that scientists can study. For example, fruit flies in Anderson's lab become much more active when they see a moving shadow that resembles a flying predator.
And we see that the more times we deliver the shadow, the more jumpy the flies become, until they're literally hopping around like popcorn.
And they keep hopping long after the shadow is gone. Anderson says he'd behave pretty much the same way if he was, say, on a hike and saw a rattlesnake.
I'd jump in the air, but even for minutes after the snake had slithered away into the bushes, my heart would be pounding, my mouth would be dry, and I'd probably jump every time I saw a snake-like object in front of me, even if it was a stick.
That's a persistent state called defensive arousal. And its presence in both fruit flies and people is one reason Anderson believes we can learn about fear from an insect or a mouse.
We don't need to ask them how they feel, but we can try to figure out how the brain is generating that state and what makes it last so long and what makes the animal finally calm down.
In mice, the answer appears to be specialized brain cells that become hyperactive when an animal detects a threat and gradually return to normal after the threat has passed. Another human feeling that probably has its roots in animal emotion is anger. Dayu Lin of New York University says angry feelings may or may not exist in animals, but aggressive behavior can be found in most species.
All the way from insects to fish to birds and reptiles and mammals.
So Lin has been studying the brain areas involved in aggression, and she's found one that appears to be critical.
It's a tiny, tiny region, very deep in the brain, and we all have it.
In people, it's near the bottom of the hypothalamus, just above the pituitary gland. And Lynn says in mice and other animals, this clump of brain cells is part of a core aggression circuit.
So we can evoke aggression by just artificially activating this area in the rodents.
Switch it on and a mouse will attack. Switch it off and even the animal's natural aggression vanishes. There's some evidence that's also true in people. Lynn says doctors sometimes use deep brain stimulation to deactivate the aggression circuit in extremely violent psychiatric patients.
When the patient is so aggressive and the user that aggression is uncontrollable, that's sort of the last resort.
Animal emotions are also helping scientists understand certain psychiatric disorders. Dr. Kerry Ressler of Harvard Medical School and McLean Hospital studies post-traumatic stress.
We really see PTSD as a disorder in which this evolved, important fear response is essentially gone too far. And so it's really an almost unhinged threat or fear emotion.
For a person with PTSD, even a minor event can produce a stress and fear response that lasts for hours. And there's a parallel in animals. Ressler says a typical mouse will freeze when it hears a tone associated with a mild electric shock. But if the shocks stop coming, the animal soon learns to ignore the tone. Ressler says trauma changes that learning curve.
If the animals had prior trauma, they'll learn that more quickly. They'll freeze for longer, and it takes them longer to extinguish or learn that now that tone is actually safe.
In both people and mice, trauma appears to alter a brain circuit involving the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex. And Ressler says it's possible to regulate that circuit in rodents.
We now understand specific parts of the circuit that increase fear and other parts of the circuit that decrease fear.
Or at least the animal version of that emotion. Ressler says the next step is to figure out how to tweak that circuit in people with PTSD. John Hamilton, NPR News.